This is The Wealthy Bookheads, where we interview important books that can change your life. I'll ask the questions, and I'll let the book do the talking using words from its own pages. This is essentially a book interview. Your time is valuable, so let's get started. Today, I'll be interviewing Awaken the Giant Within, How to Take Immediate Control of Your Mental, Emotional, Physical, and Financial Destiny by Tony Robbins. It currently has an overall rating of 4.6 on Amazon, and 79% of the reviewers call it a 5-star book. Question number 1. What's the book about? Answer: this book provides an arsenal of tools for lasting change, as well as lessons for enriching the quality of our lives. It's based upon the idea that we have the power to understand how our minds, bodies, and emotions work, and because of this, we have the capacity to exert a great deal of control over our destinies. Question: you write in the book that there's a single driving force behind all human behavior. What is it? Answer: the force that is controlling you now and will continue to do so for the rest of your life is pain versus pleasure. You may not be aware of this consciously, but it is undoubtedly the single driving force behind all human behavior. Everything you and I do, we do either out of our need to avoid pain or our desire to gain pleasure. So often I hear people talk about changes they want to make in their lives, but they can't get themselves to follow through. They feel frustrated, overwhelmed, even angry with themselves because they know what they need to do, but they just can't get themselves to do it. Understanding and utilizing the forces of pain and pleasure will allow you to once and for all create the lasting changes and the improvements you desire. Question: let me play devil's advocate. How can you say that we are driven by pain and pleasure when we see people all the time who won't change a thing despite subpar jobs, poor relationships, or even destructive addictions? Answer: it's because they haven't had enough pain yet. They simply haven't experienced what I call emotional threshold. If you've ever been in a destructive relationship and finally made the decision to use your personal power, take action, and change your life, it was probably because you hit a level of pain you weren't willing to settle for anymore. That's your emotional threshold. We've all experienced those times in our lives when we said, "I've had it. Never again. This must change, and it must change now." That's the magical moment when pain becomes our friend. It drives us to take new action and produce new results. The secret of success is learning how to use pain and pleasure instead of having pain and pleasure use you. If you do that, you're in control of your life. If you don't, life controls you. Question: people may want to change their life, but their current situation just isn't bad enough to motivate life-changing sacrifices. What's your advice to them? Answer: to get true leverage, ask yourself pain-inducing questions. Most of us are too busy estimating the price of change, but what's the price of inaction? What's the price of not changing? Ultimately, what will I miss out on in my life if I don't make a shift? What is it already costing me mentally, emotionally, physically, financially, and spiritually? Make the pain of not changing feel so real to you, so intense, so immediate, that you just can't put off taking that action any longer. If that doesn't create enough leverage, then focus on how it affects your loved ones, your children, other people you care about. Many of us will do more for others than we'll do for ourselves. So picture in graphic detail how much your failure to change will negatively impact the people you care about most. Once you get clear on that, the second step then is to use pleasure-associated questions to help you link the positive sensation to the idea of changing. If I do change, how will that make me feel about myself? How will my family and friends feel? How much happier will I be then? The key is to get lots of reasons, or better yet, strong enough reasons why the change should take place immediately and not someday in the future. Question: in making that change, of course, comes down to a decision. Why are decisions so important to you? And what are the three decisions we face every day that ultimately control our destiny? Answer: more than anything else, I believe it's our decisions, not the conditions of our lives, that determine our destiny. Everything in your life, both what you're thrilled with and what you're challenged by, began with a decision. Too many of us don't make the majority of our decisions consciously. But if we're being honest, it's likely that whatever challenges we have in our lives currently could have been avoided by some better decisions upstream. Every day, we make a lot of decisions, but three decisions in particular determine your ultimate destiny. They are: 1. Your decisions about what to focus on. 2. Your decisions about what things mean to you. And 3. Your decisions about what to do to create the results you desire. If you don't control these three decisions, you simply are not in control of your life. When you do control them, you begin to sculpt your experience. Question. And in the book, you say that the way to make better decisions is to acquire distinctions. Can you explain what you mean by this? Answer. I can't overemphasize the power and value of gaining one single distinction, a sole piece of information that can be used to change the course of your life. Information is power when it's acted upon, and one of my criteria for a true decision is that action flows from it. The exciting thing is that you never know when you're going to get it. The reason I've read over 700 books, listened to tapes, and gone to so many seminars is that I understood the power of a single distinction. It might be on the next page, or in the next chapter of a book, or on the next podcast. Distinctions empower us to make better decisions and, therefore, create the results we desire for ourselves. Conversely, not having certain distinctions can cause you major pain. The good news is that, if you're willing to learn from your experience, then even times you think are difficult can become great, because they provide valuable information in the form of key distinctions that you can use to make better decisions in the future. Question. So often, we see people make decisions, even follow through with determination for a while, but then go back to their old ways. Why are most changes temporary? Answer. Many people get to the point where they have to change, but after that, they have nothing to replace their old patterns. And so finding a new, empowering alternative behavior is absolutely critical to establishing long-term change. In fact, failure to find an alternative is the major reason most people's attempts at change are only temporary. Once you quit smoking, for example, you must come up with a new way, or a lot of new ways, to replace whatever benefits you used to get from this old behavior. If you're not sure how to replace your smoking, drinking, worrying, or other undesirable behavior, you can simply find the answers by modeling people who have turned things around for themselves. I'll guarantee you that if you find these people, you'll find that they had an alternative to replace their old behavior. After you find your alternative behaviors, you'll then need to condition the new pattern until it's consistent in your mind. Rehearse it daily. If you don't do this, you'll very likely go back to the old pattern. Question. Also in the book, to avoid going back to old patterns, you suggest getting new references to build empowering beliefs. Can you explain this? Answer. We can develop a belief about anything if we just find enough legs, enough reference experiences to build it up. Think of your beliefs as a tabletop, and the legs are your references to support it. In other words, start with a basic belief and reinforce your belief by adding new and more powerful references to uphold it. For example, if you want to develop a conviction never to abuse drugs, make the painful consequences of drug abuse feel real to you by viewing films, or better yet, visiting a shelter to see firsthand the devastation wrought by drug abuse. If you vowed to give up smoking, visit the intensive care wing at the hospital to observe emphysema patients confined to oxygen tents, or view an x-ray of a smoker's black lungs. These kinds of experiences have the power to push you over the edge and establish beliefs and convictions for lasting change in your life. Question. Conversely, past experiences of failure can form disempowering beliefs such as learned helplessness. If that's the case, what can we do about that? Answer. You can create doubt. If you question any belief long enough, eventually you'll begin to doubt it. Remember, if you begin to doubt your beliefs and question their validity, you can shake their reference legs so they no longer impact you. You can knock those legs of certainty out from under your disempowering beliefs by asking yourself the following questions. How is this belief ridiculous or absurd? What will it ultimately cost me if I don't let go of this belief? What's necessary to believe in order to succeed? If you're really honest with yourself, aren't there some beliefs that you used to defend heart and soul years ago that you'd be almost embarrassed to admit to today? What happened? Something caused you to doubt, maybe a new experience, maybe a counterexample to your past belief. You acquired new references. Question. Back to making better decisions. You say that successful people ask better questions than unsuccessful people. What exactly do you mean by this? Answer. The main difference between the people who seem to be successful and those who aren't is that successful people ask better questions, and as a result, they get better answers. They get answers that empower them to know exactly what to do in any situation to produce the results they desire. Realizing the power of questions, I began to interview people and ask them how they got themselves out of problems. I found out that there are certain questions that seem to be somewhat consistent. Here's a list of the 5 questions I use for any type of problem that comes up, and I can tell you that these have absolutely changed the quality of my life. If you choose to use them, they can do the same for you as well. 1. What is great about this problem? 2. What's not perfect yet? 3. What am I willing to do to make it the way I want it? 4. What am I willing to stop doing to make it the way I want it? 5. How can I enjoy the process while I do what is necessary to make it the way I want it? In any situation facing any problem, you can focus on what is disempowering or on what is empowering, and if you ask better questions, you'll find better solutions. Question. And to stay empowered during our problems, you teach a strategy that you call transformational vocabulary. What is that, and how can we apply it? Answer. After working with hundreds of thousands of people, I can tell you something I know beyond a shadow of a doubt. Something that at first glance may be hard to believe. Simply by changing your habitual vocabulary, the words you consistently use to describe the emotions of your life, you can instantaneously change how you think, how you feel, and how you live. This is the essence of transformational vocabulary. The words that we attach to our experience become our experience. For example, instead of using the phrase, "I'm starving to death," what if instead you said, "I'm feeling a little hungry"? Instead of being angry or furious, what if next time you felt a bit peeved? Instead of feeling disappointed, rejected, or frustrated, what if you felt inconvenienced? Transformational vocabulary can allow us to intensify or diminish any emotional state, positive or negative. Notice the words you habitually use and replace them with ones that empower you, raising or lowering the emotional intensity as appropriate. Take a moment right now and come up with 3 words that you habitually use to describe negative feelings in your life, and then write a list of better alternatives that would at least lower your intensity. I promise this will transform your life. Question. Speaking of negative words and disempowering states, you once described yourself as fat, depressed, broke, and wondering how to survive. How did this younger version of Tony Robbins turn it around and create such dramatic results? Answer? My answer is simple. I learned to harness the principle I now call concentration of power. Most people have no idea of the giant capacity we can immediately command when we focus all of our resources on mastering a single area of our lives. Controlled focus is like a laser beam that can cut through anything that seems to be stopping us. When we focus consistently on improving any area of our lives, we develop unique distinctions on how to make that area better. One reason so few of us achieve what we truly want in life is that we never direct our focus. We never concentrate our power. Deciding to produce a result causes events to be set into motion. If you simply decide what it is you want, get yourself to take action, learn from it, and change your approach, you will eventually create the momentum to achieve the result. Last question. What's your advice for people who want change but feel stuck? Answer. If you don't like the life you're in, make the decision right now to change it. Right now you can make a decision to go back to school, to master dancing or singing, to take control of your finances, to learn to fly a helicopter, to turn your body into an inspiration, to begin meditating, to enroll in ballroom dancing, to attend a NASA space camp, to learn to speak French, to read more to your children, to spend more time in the flower garden, or even to fly to Fiji and live on an island. If you truly decide to, you can do almost anything. If you don't like your current job, change it. If you don't like the way you feel about yourself, change it. If it's a higher level of physical vitality and health you want, you can change it now. In a moment, you can seize the same power that has shaped history, the power of decision. It's in your moments of decision that your destiny is shaped. And finally, my favorite quotes from the book are as follows. The secret of success is learning how to use pain and pleasure. Instead of having pain and pleasure, use you. Successful people ask better questions. Failure to find an alternative is the major reason most people's attempts at change are only temporary. By changing your habitual vocabulary, you'll change how you think, how you feel, and how you live. It's in your moments of decision that your destiny is shaped. And that's it for this book interview with Awaken the Giant Within, How to Take Immediate Control of Your Mental, Emotional, Physical, and Financial Destiny by Tony Robbins. You've been listening to The Wealthy Bookheads, where we interview important books that can change your life. You can order this book in the links below or on our website if you'd like to support our cause. It puts a few pennies in our pockets without taking any extra pennies from yours. As always, thank you for your time.